across the galaxy. This is where conspiracy on the wild side meets the perspective of a lifetime. This is the Free Zone with your host, Freeman.
Hello and welcome to the Free Zone. Well, I went out for dental surgery, you know, because as you learn about history, you get little tidbits of information that stick in your brain. And one of those things was that more people died of dental infection than starvation during the Great Depression. So as the coronavirus crisis seemed to be settling down and people were going back to work, I thought, well, maybe I better schedule an appointment and just get these things taken care of in case there's another lockdown. Well, oh my God, guys, I was gone for like a week. What'd you do to my planet? Oh my God. I can't get over how much has happened. I don't even know where to begin. Here I am just recovering from dental surgery, thinking that the world is fine, and boom, we get this whole scenario and situation. There's so much to cover, so deep to get into. And of course, we got to get out into the universe, into the connections and the cosmic reality, because we cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater. We can't be focused on one single instance of what we're dealing with right now. And we're going to get deep into everything that is going on as much as we can without being thrown off of the world wide web and some of that too. And yeah, anyway, this is, oh my God, guys. Yeah, this is going to go really far. So we're going to get deep. We're going to get deep because tonight we're talking with James Bartley. He's been researching alien abductions, military aerospace connections with UFOs, alien life forms, you know, for 25 years or longer. He's an independent historian, emphasis on this military history because of his background. And we're going to get deep into finding out just how paranormal this new normal is. So let's just jump in, guys, because there's just so much to say. So, James, welcome to the Free Zone.
Hi, Freeman. Thanks for having me back. I'm really excited about being here again.
Yeah, I hope I can stay on topic, Talia, because I've got a lot of, you know, here's the thing, James. The only thing that is real in this current situation is the people's reaction to it.
Yes.
Right? The burning, the looting, the rioting, the murders, the cops, you know, nobody's right. Nobody. I can't root for either one. I can't say I'm for the cops. I can't say I'm for the protesters. Everything's gone wrong. They're all wrong. Everybody's wrong. And the fact that this could just be keyed off by one simple video, just one YouTube video that nobody went to verify. Most people don't even know who Darnella Frazier is. And yet this is the cheapest revolution I've ever seen. I mean, I don't know if it's this simple in other countries, but damn, James, one video, like, I understand the anger. I understand the frustration. I understand the vitriol and all of it. You know, I've been battling these cops my whole life, you know? But now I'm like supporting Trump and the cops. It's like, wait a minute. What have you guys done to my mind? Not them, you, the people out there doing everything under this mind control. If they didn't see that this was all engineered, I just, you know, but it's not our place to fight this. It's not our place to be in this, but certainly we're going to discuss it. I didn't know how this was going to come out of my head, James. I've been sitting here for a week waiting to get on the air with my teeth, you know, healing. And I just, every day is a new level of surreality. I mean, it's as surreal as it could get. I'm actually bursting with laughter a lot of times because it just couldn't get any crazier. How could you possibly be more cognitive dissonance than what's going on right now? What do you say? Just chime in. I got to sit here.
Well, it's the product of years and years of cultural Marxist programming in the schools and just shunting people, students, gradually into their reptilian lizard brain, quite frankly. The racial identity politics they're taught, every... think about. Of course, they're not going to teach real history. I just saw a post in Facebook about these young social justice warriors defacing a statue of Anthony Baldwin in Philadelphia. And Anthony Baldwin was an abolitionist, anti-slavery guy before it was in vogue back in the colonial days. He was one of the guys that were all for lifting blacks up and teaching them and all that stuff. And here they are trying to take his statue down. So it's what Orwell talked about, and we've seen this before. Now what's interesting, the dynamic is interesting because there's definitely a stand down of the cops to some degree, Freeman, where, and now they're talking about defunding some police departments. So they're going to let these looters and Antifa types run amok to the point now where they're even talking about autonomous zones, where similar to the no-go zones in Europe and in some places where immigrants are just taken over and it's instant death for anyone who wants to go in there, even first service, emergency services providers. Well, now they're setting up these autonomous zones of these Antifa people.
And they got borders and they got border checkpoints.
And look at the contrast.
Stop and frisk, right?
Yeah, and look at the contrast, folks. Someone out there wants to have like a raw milk, non-pasteurized dairy farm. Oh, he's going to get raided, not just by the local cops, but by the state and federal cops too. Oh, but these guys, they just go and destroy and thrash everything. All these, and I'm not laughing because it's funny. It just, part of me laughs at the absurdity of it.
You have
Freeman.
To.
You have to. And like there's pre-deployed bricks, like just
right,
huge
yes.
amounts of them and all over the place. And
perfectly set up police cars so that everybody can just find them and burn them.
And the videos that actually show police thrashing their own vehicles. They're yeah, just standing yeah, around. Yeah. They're behind yellow tape. There's a canine handle there. And they're just casually defacing and destroying their own, well, taxpayer-funded vehicles anyway. They're just props now. But we can see where this is going. And the long-term cultural Marxist programming has removed rationality, has removed logic. It's given these people, a lot of these social justice warriors, a victim-aggressor mentality. And this is like the Maoist brigades. This is like the Komsomol Soviet youth brigades. And problem-reaction-solution aspect to it, Freeman, is, well, you know, they didn't like also how a lot of the local cops did not enforce the lockdown for the COVID, right? So what if this is a problem reaction solution thing so that they can install a national police force under UN auspices, of course, and they would staff that national police force with psychos, whack jobs, communists, because this is all a communist takeover. If anyone can find it, there's a video, a documentary out there called Agenda, Grinding America Down, and it goes into detail, and this is many decades in the process of how communism has worked its way in to the schools, the institutions, everything, and we're seeing the bitter result of it right now, Freeman.
Without a doubt. And in that, I'm going to use Dan Dix as an example, because this was one of the most amazing reactions that I've seen. And I need to give Dan Dix love and to share his story so that those that might have missed it and aren't following me on Twitter don't know what just happened to Dan Dix. Perhaps you don't know what happened to Dan Dix.
No, I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to share this. Now, Dan Dix is Press for Truth, and he is the one. He runs around with Luke Radowski a lot of the times from We Are Change. And I love both of these guys. I follow them regularly. They give the best, just the best news and the best, you know, they're my favorites to watch. Anyway, so Dan Dix, he's a little, you know, he's in Vancouver, he's in Canada, so it's a little more tame in Canada. But so Dan goes to the first protest for the BLM and he just shows what's going on, interviews some people, lets the message get out on his platform, which he has, you know, massive following. And some girl comes over and says, "You're a bad man." And then she tells her friend, "He's a bad man. He's a white supremacist. He's a Nazi." Now, Dan has done nothing. He's just standing there like anyone else. And all of a sudden, the crowd just starts surrounding him. And so then he's like, okay, this is getting a little weird. So he goes over to the police and says, hey, you know, they're mobbing me for some reason. I have no idea why, but they're calling me a racist, white supremacist, Nazi, and they're all coming at me. And so the police escort Dan out of the situation. So he's like, well, I just lost my rights as a human being because the mob decided I didn't belong. And now the police are doing what the mob says by removing me for just being here. And so that gets promoted. He puts that out on the web. You get to see these crazy white girls just yelling. I'm like, there aren't any black people at this Vancouver protest. Let's just be clear. These are all white people that are storming Dan Dix, calling him a white supremacist. And so he goes back a week later and then spends hours filming their lectures, filming their speeches, going around interviewing people. And somebody comes over to him and says, you're a white supremacist. And he's like, why? Why do you guys keep saying this? Like, what have I ever done that makes you think I'm a Nazi? And all of a sudden, the groupthink kicked in, and hundreds of people now surrounded Dan and started assaulting him with their signs and with their music speakers and with anything they could, just getting in his face and not really, you know, violent yet. But, you know, putting their signs in his face and such and calling him a white supremacist Nazi. And he's like, wait, why have I done anything? So they pulled out a picture of him being attacked last week and said, is this you? And it was Dan Dick's picture going, look, I got attacked for being a neo-Nazi. And I don't, you know, like, I don't have a racist bone in my body. I don't understand why they picked me. So they're showing the original picture of the last time this happened to him and then using it against him this time.
That's Twilight Zone.
Oh, dude, it gets crazier. Wait, because all of a sudden Dan's being mobbed, right? Now the whole hundreds of people are now surrounding him, and he goes to the police and says, hey, look, you know, they're freaking me out. And the cops are like, well, you know, we can't protect your safety, but what do you want to do? And he's like, well, I just want to stay here and film. And so he tries, but the mob continues to come after him, and they continue to say he's a white supremacist, and they continue to attack him. And so he goes back, and the police are like, look, they're getting too crazy. We're going to have to get you out of here. And he's like, okay, but don't walk me out, because then it's going to look, you know, worse. So just let me leave. I'll just leave, but don't follow me. And so they grab him by the arms and they carry him out instead of letting him just walk out on his own. And of course the mob then goes crazy and they all start swarming around him. They get him to a safe zone, and all of a sudden the mob just comes in on him and they're screaming at him. Just white girls, right? Again, just scary in their masks and their blank eyes, and they're just, you're a white supremacist. And Dan's like, why? And so finally the cops are like, we got to get you out of here. And so they're like, what should we do? They asked Dan that, like, what should we do? And Dan's like, I don't know. You know, we're like surrounded by all these people. They're like, all right, we're going to try and make a corridor and get you out. So they try to bum rush him out of this crowd of crazy mob. And immediately a bottle smashes into Dan's face. And then somebody jumps him, and his $800 GoPro goes flying. And he's just tumbling in the video, right? And then he's got his other camera, but now it's all upside down and disheveled, and he's being led away by the cops. And he's like, why are you carrying me away like this? And they're like, we're trying to save your life. And he's like, well, you know, my camera, that was $800 camera, you know, let me go get my camera. And they're like, no, we're going to save your life. So they bring him over to this other place, and they're like, okay, all right, now you got to stop filming. And he's like, wait a minute. Why? No, this is the only protection I have. And they said, no, stop filming. You're under arrest. So then they arrest Dan for inciting a violence and assault. Okay. And so then Dan goes to jail, and I'm watching this all live, right? You know, he's live broadcasting. And I'm going, oh my God, this is the scariest thing I've ever seen, because there was no reasoning with these white girls. There was no reasoning with them whatsoever.
And reporting live from Planet Whack Job.
Okay, but it doesn't end there. Okay. So Dan gets arrested for assault and inciting violence, and they let him go the next day. He puts up a GoFundMe and says, this is what happens, and here's the hours of video to see that I did nothing. And So we got $7,000 in 2 days in donations to get his GoPro back, to get his business back, and get back out there. GoFundMe takes all the money.
Oh, geez.
GoFundMe says, you cannot be supported. You are not with the mob. And they sent every donation back to the person that sent it to Dan. Yeah. Like, what? Wait a minute. So one person said he's a bad man, and all of this happened.
It's the point and shriek, Freeman, which they've been taught. And again, you talked about the otherworldly aspects to this. There is definitely an archontic louche harvesting aspect to this, because to use a computer term, I think we all have plugins that allow these archontic beings, and this is through long-term genetic engineering and what have you, that allow them through our dreams and through our normal consciousness to plug in. And that's where some of these intrusive thoughts come in, these OCD thought loops, which are not really ours. They come in the form of out-of-thought voices, but they're really these entities. Jerry Marzinski and Sherry Sweeney talk about this a lot. So you have a school system which promotes this. And what they've done, the Frankfurt School of Cultural Marxism, made it a major part of their agenda to destroy, not only just destroy American culture, but to, in their words, make it stink, to make American culture stink. What they've done with World War II was they've destroyed European culture, European identity largely. And what they've done, the gradual step-by-step process in America is, well, there used to be in a little Italy in just about any big town or city you go to. There used to be a little Athens. There used to be a German town where you would have Oktoberfest, right? But all that is considered racist nowadays. So the European descendancy of most Americans has been wiped clean off the map now. And it's all been replaced by simple little mantras, rage-inducing mantras like the point and shriek, you're a white supremacist. And this is like, you know, we saw the Taliban taking down statuary in Afghanistan and destroying the past. We've seen that happen in Iraq and other places in the Near East where any evidence of the past has been destroyed. The Khmer Rouge did the same thing in Cambodia, just destroy any relic of the past that can provide any understanding of the present. And it's the same forces that were behind the Taliban and the Khmer Rouge and ISIS and all that. It's at work in the form of these pod people, these pointers and shriekers you just described, Freeman. That's what you've described to me is chilling. Part of it is funny in a sick way, but it's also, has this what the human race has descended to?
Right. Now, in that note, as a oddity in this whole situation, to bring it around to this kind of occult, archonic connection, the 846, this has been kind of a baffling thing for me, and I've been digging around trying to source sus answers, but you know, nothing has really gelled yet. But now the thing is they've been doing these moments of silence for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, because that's the amount of time that Chauvin's knee was on George Floyd's neck, right? So turns out that the first tower in, you know, 9/11 was hit at 8:46 a.m.
Wow.
So there was this weird, you know, false flag 8:46 connection going on here. And it kept being repeated by these moments of silence and constantly mentioning the 8:46. And so I Googled it, right, just in a quick biblical Hebrew connotation to get maybe not even the Kabbalah, but the Hebrew numerology of 8:46. And the thing that popped up was Og, King Og and the Rephaim. So King Og was one of the giants, folks. He was the last of the Rephaim, and this is that angelic force of giants, the Ammonites, the giants, right? The sons of the Nephilim, And King Og was the last of these, last of the giants. And that's what came up when I began seeking the number 846. Now, it says that he may have been between 9 and 13 feet tall. Now, this is official, right? This is Wikipedia, even. Now, there was a moment there when Donald Trump came walking out, and this was a big scenario when he was going back to St. John's Church when they had burnt it, you know, lit it on fire, and that whole scenario, right, where they used tear gas on the peaceful protesters, blah, blah, blah. Well, what I found really, really curious about that whole video is if you watch it towards the end, there's a man about 10 yards behind or 10 feet behind Donald Trump, maybe 10 yards. He's 9 feet tall. I tweeted about this, if anybody wants to see it, at Freeman TV.
Yes, I saw that. It was truly anomalous.
Right. Like, right? The final solution, right? The final and the final stage. There's this 9 foot tall guy following the president. He looks all alien. You saw him then.
Yes, I did.
So we're seeing these connections, right? Like, we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? Like, we can't just get lost in coronavirus, COVID, riots, George Floyd, because all of this is an agenda. We're aware of that, and we can discuss that. But there's been this whole thing going on where they were transmitting messages to Alpha Centauri using ionospheric heaters and ultra-low radio frequency waves and launching all the satellite systems to see into deep space, all of the space surveillance systems that were put up. The one thing that did not shut down during coronavirus was all of the rocket launches, right? So space, all of that continued to be essential. And now Trump is saying that he wants to fund a massive fleet that will be able to, ice-breaking fleet, to get to Antarctica. So all of this is going on, and it's my belief, and I'm just going to throw this out there, folks, that the presidential election that's coming up will not be Joe Biden and Michelle Obama or Joe Biden and Candace Owens or whatever. It's not going to be that. I'm going to make this prediction. I never know if I'm right. I'm not trying to be right, but this is what I think. John Kerry and Mitt Romney on a unity ticket, selling the world this bonded world, right? Say, we can bring it back together, because they're both from separate political parties, right? Kerry's a Democrat, Romney's a Republican, but a unity ticket is something that is heard of. Now, John Kerry, of course, went to Antarctica with the princes and kings and ambassadors and, you know, all of everybody that's gone to Antarctica, with Buzz Aldrin, who got sick while he was there, and all of that. And he's, of course, long devil in the Skull and Bones Society. John Kerry is, which is a weird name for a Skull and Bones, because most of the Skull and Bones members use names from Revelation, like Gog, Magog, and we're back to the King Og again. You know, that was George H.W. Bush's Skull and Bones name was Gog, or Magog. And then, where was I going? Skull and Bones, John Kerry. And Mitt Romney, of course, is a Mormon, which is extraterrestrial Freemasonry. If you study Mormonism, it's just Freemasonry with Battlestar Galactica. And so if we had Mitt Romney and John Kerry come together, then it seems like it would fit the agenda that you're discussing.
Yes, and there are other aspects, like how one of the symbols now for Black Lives Matter is a black square. And the first thing I thought of, that's the black cube of Saturn. That's
right.
Right. And so there's all these connections. And we have to remember, folks, that a lot of this is one big, huge invocation. When Luciferians gather together and they imbue negative intentions and even sow demons into objects to create an object link, and then they surreptitiously find a way, it could be small as a pin or something like that, and stick it on someone's person or put it on their property or their home. Next thing you know, all kinds of weird phenomena, very dark stuff begins happening because portals start opening up, energies start coming out. Now, keep that point in mind. Those of you that are intuitives out there, you know that when there's someone out there just looshing out hatred towards you for whatever reason, and suddenly you think about them, oh, you think about so-and-so who hates you, and suddenly you feel like this attack on your heart center, attack on your solar plexus center, that's you picking up these energetic BBs that are being fired at you. Whether that person is conscious of the ability to do so or not is irrelevant. Now, some of these people are reptilian hosts, and the entities working through them have a lot of power in the inner planes, and they can really project out this wrath and hatred towards you, and you feel it. Like doing what I do, reptilian research, I've managed to rile up a lot of reptilian hosts over the years through no fault of my own. So every once in a while, I think of somebody who may be saying and doing negative things about me, and I pick up all the hate that they're directing at me. Right, I feel it right in my heart center. So I put up my shields. Okay, so-and-so is in a mouth-foaming rage. Okay, I'll let it wash over me. Point being is that when you have the spellcasting of the network media, hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump, racism, 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 point and shriek, point and shriek, point and shriek, that is spellcasting on a planetary scale, folks. I cannot emphasize enough what the energetic impact that has in the outer planes that we can see in the visual spectrum and in the inner planes of all this hate being directed also into the minds, where I alluded earlier to how we all have these plugins, for lack of a better term. And just as people go through indoctrination in the military, a boot camp, and you just have your old thoughts pushed out of your head and all these new thoughts pushed in, these new behaviors and new ways of thinking, conducting oneself, it's the same thing with this constant drumbeat of hate towards Trump, hate towards America, hate through symbols of America. So what we're seeing here is a huge invocation. It's a huge spellcasting agenda. And I do believe now, because the energetic flux is going on, Freeman, because the fundamental constants are changing. Isn't it interesting also that these virologists, epidemiologists, et cetera, have been saying for some time, oh, we're going to have a black swan event. We're going to have a black swan event. There's going to be a big pandemic. Just count on it. It's coming. And then during the midst of all this, this comet, it's or an asteroid, I can't remember which, is coming through our solar system, and they just happen to call it the swan for whatever reason.
It was both.
And if people know what the significance of the black swan is, I mean, that ties into Cygnus, where the souls depart in the ancient lore, and they go back to the star system of Cygnus, which is always identified as a swan. You have the Natalie Portman movies, the black swan, the shaved heads, right? So many of these, first it was these MK Monarch actresses and musical artists that were shaving their heads.
And the masks.
And the mask. And they're wearing signs, can't breathe. That's an invocation, folks. And now these know-nothing social justice warriors, if they start shaving their heads, right? So this is all a big, it's not just a psyop, but it's all pod people, body snatcher stuff going on a grand scale, where you're just there, or Dan is just there, just minding his own business, videotaping an event. Next thing you know, like pod people, they start shrieking at him and pointing at him. And these people are a force multiplier for this whole control system. They're going to let them run amok, and they're going to use them to silence all opposition. So people get strap your battle helmets on, because it's on. We're in it now.
Without a doubt. And honestly, I did not think it was going to be this comedic in ways, and I didn't think it'd be this surreal. And of course, I didn't think they'd pull out all the punches right at once. But now, I just had a bizarre event in my sphere, and that is, I just had the most significant tweet I've ever tweeted. Now, normally when I tweet, And guys, you know, I harp on this, but if you're following me on Twitter, then you're going to know everything I'm thinking at all times, right? So if you want to be like, what's Freeman thinking? Just follow me at Freeman TV on Twitter and you'll know, because I tweet incessantly, right? It's my way of getting the news to you. I think it's important and I really want to reach people, right? That's the whole point. I'm not trying to be an influencer or anything like that. I just think what I'm telling you is important and I want everybody to follow along. Well, so normally for me, James, I get like 7 comments on a tweet and maybe 30 hearts, you know, maybe 30 reactions. That's high. 30 is high, usually 18, 25, somewhere around there. But I tweeted, is it significant that without media, I would not know there was a pandemic, a protest, a murder, or a riot? That tweet got hundreds, 500 hearts, 46 comments, 119 shares. Like my entire career, I've been on Twitter for 11 years. And 6 is normal. 119 is like, you know what I mean? Like it's too many thousands of percent for me to even. So it's really bizarre to me. It's so bizarre to me. Why did this one tweet about because this is the truth, folks, and James, that if I didn't have media and I don't watch television, right? So I've never seen the news, right? Ever, right? So realize that my entire life, I have never watched the news. I check in on it occasionally to see what the narrative is, but in all of the career of talking about what's going on in the world, I've never watched the news. So just realize that. And so where I live, nothing has happened. Not a single thing. Other than we ran out of toilet paper, right? There's not been, I mean, there might have been a protest, but I didn't notice. No one closed their businesses. There was no lockdown. None of it. Like none of what's going on out there is going on here. And so when I say to people like, I mean, there's two things that I say that my life has not changed at all since this began. One is that I already live in this reality of what's happening right now. It's like I've been talking about it for 20 years, you know. So no, everything's going according to plan. It's just a little, they're just really bad at it is what I'm discovering. And I wonder about that a lot of times because everything's so easy to pick apart. Like the narrative is so easy to destroy. Let's focus on that for a minute, James. Like, what do you think about that? Like, it was so easy to prove the video was false. It was so easy to prove that all of this was just scheduled. You know, are we just so far ahead? And I don't know if this is you your topic or not, but are we just so far ahead of the game that we're able to suss it out like instantly as they try to pull it off and they think they're going to get away with it? And don't realize we're as intelligent as we are. Maybe they underestimate us. Or are they that inept? Or is it a honey trap where we're supposed to say it? Because look what happened to Alex Jones when he proved that Sandy Hook was a fraud. You know, and nobody wants to go through that. So if you're going to go out and try and prove that, say, the George Floyd video was manufactured, you know, you're going to end up where Alex Jones was after Sandy Hook and all these lawsuits and people hating you and everything coming down on you. So that's what's weird for me is they seem to be really bad at their magic, James.
Perception is reality. And all they have to do is influence the people that don't have the perceptual awareness. And I don't mean this in an elitist sense, but a lot of this, you know, we brought into this incarnation a lot of understanding, and things had to happen to us to wake us up. And notice how they're calling some of these social justice warriors woke, the woken now, the woke. They're like, they're woke up to the oppression and the racism and everything else. So everything is an inversion. Everything is bass backwards in this reality. There's an arrogance to them, Freeman, where they think, well, we can just get away with anything because we'll just keep, you know, Bullfrog's chorus repeating it in the media, which again is spellcasting. that's a big part of the problem. But just look what the COVID-19 aspect has done, which segued seamlessly into all this stuff.
Right. Like, but, you know, how can you handle the cognitive dissonance of being told you can't go outside because you're going to murder everybody unless you're protesting and murdering everybody?
Yes, yes. It's designed to drive people like us into a mouth-foaming frenzy, actually. That's why it's so important for us to maintain our balance at this point.
Well, because you're angry, you're under mind control, right?
When you're right. It lets these entities in, and it makes us more suggestible, right?
Because you can be angry about this at any moment, right? You didn't need to be angry at this moment. This moment is manufactured. I mean, I've been angry about this since 99, right? Maybe 96, I guess.
Yes. Right. And look how the victim aggressor fear mode has been implanted in the people afraid of COVID, to the point where they're pointing and shrieking at you if you get within a meter and a half of them. They're pointing and shrieking at you in certain places if you don't have a mask on.
Well, just last week they were arresting moms for going out with their children, you know?
Yes, yes. Sorry. Now it's okay for huge mobs to go out and, you know, be there packed like sardines and thrashing stores and whatnot, but they still have the playgrounds closed in a lot of places. They still have the kids' skate parks closed.
Children can't go to their indoctrinations.
There is. And even when the schools are open again, when the kids go back, they're being indoctrinated with this whole social distancing thing, don't hug each other. This is all non-human. I mean, as humans, we like to embrace our fellow humans. We like to touch them and hold them and hug them and kiss them. It's what makes us who we are. And what they're doing is they're making us, at a very fundamental level, mistrust even normal inner actions with other people. And that, to me, more than anything, tells me that this is a non-human agenda. And look how they've Sovietized this in a way. We're being conditioned to long queues, long lines at the stores, and social distancing at the stores. And then when you get to the stores, I was at Kmart a couple of weekends ago, half the store was empty. The shelves were pretty much bare. And that's just going to be the so-called new norm. It's one of their new mantras they keep pushing on us. And I made the joke, well, the reason, you know, Kmart is half empty of goods, they're waiting for another shipment from Wuhan, right?
Well, it's all from China.
It's all from China. And there's another thing in the background, too, which I should point out to people. And folks, before I'll preface this by saying, I don't want to say that I've undergone a sea change with Trump, but I will say that my thoughts about him have evolved, because it's important that our thinking and our beliefs and our understanding evolve over time. A lot of the things that I took for granted and argued about incessantly back in my youth turned out to be complete nonsense. You know, I mean, mea culpa. I had to learn, oh, so I was just, you know, played for a fool back then, you know, my bad. And so point being is that the amount of hate being generated at Trump, the one thing about Trump that I'll say is he says and does things that drives these globalists at times crazy.
Yes.
And every once in a while, Trump says and does things where, for once, Freeman, the ball seems to bounce in our direction.
Yep.
Like, for example, I'm not a big fan of the military operating on domestic soil, but desperate times call for desperate measures because the police are standing down in so many places and, in fact, openly helping these looters and these rioters. I didn't have many qualms about him wanting to put 10,000 troops on the ground to stop all this, right? But he was thwarted from doing that. He was stopped. And the sick irony, and again, this kind of makes me laugh at times, is how convenient for them to invoke the Constitution at times like that. Oh, you can't do that, Trump. That's unconstitutional. When they're destroying statues, they're destroying small businesses. They've locked us up in our homes for months. I mean, what they've done also is they've compressed. You had the buildup. You're a historian, so you understand what I'm saying, Freeman. The years leading up to World War II were desperate. They were the Depression, you know, the Dust Bowl era. Well, what they've done with COVID is the economic shutdown, that's a depression in itself, which has segued now into the open. See, we've gone from the Fabian socialist part of it to now the outright agitation, propaganda, communist takeover aspect to it. And the police are complicit. That's why Trump's going to have a problem also, because there's so many police forces that are corrupted from within that are aiding and abetting all this. It's a conundrum. How is he or anyone who wants to restore order, especially with the media, just constantly, you know, what's that? That witch's poem, Double, Double, Toil and Trouble. You know, that's what I think of when I think of the media, how they just keep stirring the pot, stirring the pot, stirring the pot. Just the other day, I was channel surfing on regular TV here. I don't watch much TV, but, you know, just I just put it on for some reason. And I went to a channel that wasn't a TV channel. It was a broadcast channel. It was a radio station here in Australia. And the first words I hear out of the news guy's mouth is, these militias are arming up in America, right? So once again, it just shows you the full court press, how globally orchestrated this is, where the person is already putting into the minds of the listeners, yes, the problem is these white supremacists out there who are armed up and who want to engage in a civil war. No, they're standing in front of their stores like the Koreans did during the Rodney King riots, right? To protect their homes and their neighborhoods. But the slant, the incessant, never-ending slant towards hatred, towards all things American, all things that have to do with dignity and self-respect, this is totally archontic. This is totally reptilian. And it's no surprise, Freeman, that there's a worldwide UFO flap going on. In times of bloodshed and carnage in the past, and we can see this down through the ages, there have been mass UFO flaps of different ET groups. Because, like I said, it's a big loosh fest right now.
Have you followed what was going on in Brazil?
Yes. There was one video. It was in Brazilian, so I really couldn't catch much of it. But at least the one story where apparently a craft had crashed, the military had sealed the place off, and an ET may have been shot by the military and or the law enforcement. There may be more stories beyond that, but there's also a big flap going on there, which includes this crashed UFO scenario.
Yeah, it's going on. And like I say, we can't get lost in the narrative, because it is just that. It's a narrative. And like you're saying, James, I was not a Trumpite. I wasn't someone who was saying root for Trump, or I don't really have a dog in the political fight, right? I don't believe any of them are in my corner. So I never really, you know, but if Hillary won, I considered moving, right? Because I knew of this socialist takeover that was coming. And if the Democrats won, if Hillary got in power, you know, she's a mind control witch, you know, like, you know, if you guys, you know, anyway, you know, I'm friends with Kathy O'Brien, so I have to know what's going on with her. And all of a sudden I'm seeing, wow, Trump just like ended regulations. And that was the soft laws that they were using to enact Agenda 21 and move us all into human habitat zones and make it impossible for people to be entrepreneurs and to start to destroy the middle class and all of those things. And, you know, of course, deregulation. Oh my God, Trump's trying to kill the planet. But now, you know, everything he did, I was like, wow, that really steps on the New World Order's toes. And then he did more, and I'm like, wow, he's really stepping on their toes. And then he tweeted about the potential that old man that got knocked down by the police that was played over and over again was an Antifa agitator, an actor, a crisis actor for Antifa, and was just paid to get pushed over and pretend to bleed. Like, it seemed like he had some sort of bleeding pump that he was using to make it look like he was bleeding out of his head and ears. That's what it appeared, and the people that were breaking it down. But so Trump tweeted the conspiracy theory that this guy was an Antifa agitator. And that shocked me, you know, when conspiracy theory is boiling up to the top, that's when I'm excited. I'm like, wow, okay. You know, and Tucker Carlson, I don't watch news, but damn, this guy has been just nailing it. He doesn't care. And he lost his Disney advertising. Of course you lose Disney. They're Nazis. They're, you know, like, you know, Legos won't make police officers anymore. right? Like, you can't get a Lego police officer. The guy, like, this, oh, it's crazy. So here we are. We find out that this rapist pedophile ring that are a bunch of transhumanists trying to impregnate women on this island and bringing children and doing rituals and having crazy sex and pedophiles. And they were coming from princes and presidents, and everybody was flying on Epstein's Lolita flight. And we learned that there's this massive pedophile ring that, you know, we would, you and I would connect to this reptilian connection. And nothing, right? Like crickets, right? But then this murder, which, you know, happens on a regular basis, and as many have proven, happens more to white people than it does to black people, but we can't say that, happens, and the world erupts, right? So why was there no eruption over Epstein, Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, and then of course all of the transhumanist scientists that were heading to Epstein's Island? Where was that outrage?
Yeah, it was a thunderous silence. And that video, or that documentary rather, on Netflix, one of the gals towards the end of the documentary about Epstein, she was an artist, and she was showing some of her paintings, and one of them depicted an underground aspect to it. And some people could say, well, that's a metaphor. She was doing this to help, you know, facilitate the healing and exiting the trauma out of her body, et cetera, et cetera. But I was looking at it differently, as you know, Freeman. I was looking at, okay, there's a surface level and then there's a subsurface level. It looks to me almost like underground labs. And she's got Galen Maxwell looking like a reptilian. You know, she's got a body of a Diplodocus, you know, with a long neck, and then her head on the top of the long neck. And I go, well, that's kind of reptilian and creepy to me. So I'm wondering how many of those gals on that documentary were taken underground, were shown and experienced all the horrors underground. Because I can't remember who it was. I think, once again, it could have been Luke Rudowski, or it was one of those redoubtable researchers that went onto the island and did some investigation.
Yeah, it was Luke and Dan.
It was Luke and Dan. Those guys are like, reminds me of, you know, the Mystery Vanners. You know, we would have taken over this planet if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, that's exactly. And so they determine that there is an underground facility there. It turns out Epstein is in the genetics. Woohoo. Right? Surprise, surprise there. And even to the point where, and, you know, I censor this part because it could be TMI, too much information. When he was sitting down at a deposition, and then the police guy or the attorney was questioning him about the shape of his phallus, and how unusual it was, and how some of the witnesses have described independently how unusual it looked, right? And then, of course, Epstein was getting all uncomfortable about that. Because the point being, folks, there's a non-human element behind all this. There's a celestially driven timetable. They've got to get all this stuff in place, because this planet and this solar system is headed for another reset. Could be due to comets, could be due to another mini solar system in the solar system that's already here. There could be any number of reasons. It's not only that they're facilitating this culling process on the surface, they want to facilitate and maintain the soul recycling, reincarnation, soul prison matrix aspect of it. It's not just that they want to sicken us and make us all die and do all these degrading things to us, but they want to recycle us again. Because this is a big terrarium, folks. It's a big prison planet in an energetic way too. So we have to find a way to dismantle this matrix and break out. And if they want to play here in the lower dimensions, that's their malfunction. But we can opt out. We don't have to stick around.
Absolutely. It starts in the kitchen, folks. And honestly, you know, for me, as soon as this thing started, I started the garden. I now have a 7-foot banana squash plant, man. That thing's going off. It's going crazy. My garden is huge. I got food just pouring in right now. And I did all of this with nothing. I had an empty dead lot next to me. And so during lockdown, that's what I did. I made a garden, and I made a beautiful garden. I just been working out there all day, every day, and it's great. So it all matters of what your reaction to the situation is. And so if we're caught up in this reptilian mindset, then obviously, you know, if you're angry about what's going on, you're under mind control, right? Because this stuff has been going on for a long time. It's not like it's sudden, you know, it's if you're angry at this moment, then you're under mind control. And all of the people that you see out there, they're under mind control. And that's where this goes. But this is the weird thought I had on this, James. As this whole thing came down and the coronavirus was hitting the streets and the track and trace and contact tracing and all of the things going on, and then these thermometers are popping up everywhere. Now, let me just preface this. I've walked through an airport metal scanner with a metal object, a massive metal camera in my pocket that I forgot was there. Nothing happened. There was no alarms, nothing. It didn't register that there was this metal camera in my pocket at all. And I thought, that was strange, right? Maybe. But now, you know, we get this shoe bomber, right? And all of a sudden, because of the shoe bomber, we now all have to go and take off our shoes and get all disheveled, right? You're scooting through. I mean, that's mind control in its own way of having to take all your stuff off and take your shoes off and then go try and tie them again while holding all your stuff. And but either way, when I realized that would then, you know, break the barrier between your electromagnetic field and the floor so that they could be detecting what type of human you are by going through that. But they needed the rubber off the bottom of your shoes to get the proper electromagnetic field to detect. Well, I, as a child studying UFO abductions, as a feeling like I am an abductee and that I've been through all this and I might be a hybrid, I don't know, or I may even have a hybrid children somewhere, you know, I still think all that's possible. Because it's been part of my life all this time. I don't talk about it a lot, but it's been a part of my life all this time. And I've always, for the longest time, been waiting for thermometers to come out. And in my back of my soul, it knew that thermometers were testing for hybrids or something along that lines, that these type of tracing mechanisms have a deeper agenda to determine what type of human you are. What do you think about that?
I would agree, because from a MyLab perspective, they seem to know at least some of the people that are having alien encounter experiences and what types of ETs even that some of them are having interactions with. And then they go and kidnap these people and then they plug them right into their own deep black military ET mind control programs, sometimes involving off-world activities even. So yes, for at least that demographic, they already had a way of figuring out who was who. So now we're seeing it. And also, if you remember, Freeman, the mobile hearing vans. When I was a boy, these mobile hearing vans would come up and they were baffled with me because I was hearing tones and notes that, you know, they kept twiddling their knobs and tweaking their instrumentation. They couldn't believe they were arguing with me. You can't possibly hear that. I go, yes, I can. Because if you heard a note, you'd have to open your hand. You had a closed fist. If you heard the note, you open your hand. Okay, now keep that point in mind. That was like in the second grade. Years later, I'm in high school, and then I walk into one of my classes, and they told me, oh, you've got to go to the hearing van. Now, of course, being a high school guy, any excuse to get out of class was fine with me. So I walked to the far end of the school to a deserted area, and lo and behold, there's a hearing van again, right?
I remember that.
And then they put the headphones on me, and then, you know, they play the tones again. I'm just glad to be out of class. And I was talking to other abductees, and I was thinking, maybe that's a way for them to figure out who we are, because we can hear tones. Our range of hearing may be different from other people. I don't know.
I forgot.
But I just thought
it
was interesting.
That.
Yeah, and I just thought it was interesting that they kind of picked on me. And it wasn't like the whole now in the second grade, it was the whole class. So everyone is going to be fun. We're all going to get our hearing tested, right? But later on, it was like you're just selectively plucked out of class. This is like third or fourth period. And I had five or six periods back then. So they just plucked me out of a particular class and took me out to the hearing van. And there was a couple other people there being tested too. So I think this has been going on. And in the midst of all this Corona stuff, and I know we got to end the segment, Freeman, I had some in the recent past, walk up to me with a heat sensitive thermometer gun. They walked up to me and pointed at my head and pop, and I go, "What's this all about?" Oh, they're taking my temperature, and they were walking around doing that to people randomly. It was like a little gun shaped thing that was actually a thermometer. So they've rolled those things out. I mean, the whole it's cloud cuckoo land is what we're in now. And so the important thing is to stay grounded, not go into a mouth foaming rage about this, because yes, at a very deep level, it infringes on our sovereignty and our dignity. But hey, this is Assignment Earth, folks. This is what you signed up for.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's you chose to come here. I did a show titled that, 15 years ago. You chose to be here. Acceptance. Of course, we're all going through the stages of grief. And, it takes a long time to get to acceptance. But we certainly are anywhere near a shocking moment. Like, if you're shocked and surprised by anything that has occurred, well, you're not paying attention and you probably should go back to the earlier shows and start over. That's no harsh words. There's a lot of great information in these old shows. We've been talking about this situation for 15 years. That's how long the show's been going. I've been talking about this much longer than that. But, it's not anything new, guys. It's not. And it's not a shock. And it's not, I was kind of surprised that the riots came as quickly as they did, but it's understandable because they were losing the narrative on COVID, right? No one seemed to be, caring about any of that. So they were losing their narrative. And there is this cosmic timeline that obviously they must adhere to. And I hate to say it, but it really seems like Trump's got in the way. And I don't hate to say that, but I'm scared to say it, right? I'm scared to say it.
I'm a recovering Republican. I mean, I voted for George the Elder, shape-shifting lizard boy, okay? So, I'm coming from that background where I came from a Navy family and we were just all Republicans, right? That's just what I was born into, so I didn't know any better. But the one thing about Republicans, at least your mainstream grassroots Republicans, they're for the Second Amendment. They're for limited government generally. Many of them have a Christian background, and I'd rather stand side by side during this period with a hardcore Christian spiritual warrior than, forgive me for saying, folks, than a flighty New Age la-di-da who's saying, oh, this is not part of my reality. I'm just going to tune it all out because I'm so positive, okay? I don't really want to be around people like that. I'd rather be with a Christian spiritual warrior than someone like that. So the point is that the Republicans in general, they're for family, they're for America, they're for generally wholesome good things. And the Democrats are all about disillusion, fragmentation, communism. They don't really have an agenda other than hate and spellcasting. So really, it's the lines have been drawn. And if I just hope that one last thing, I hope Trump doesn't get pulled into a war with China too, because you know a lot about this too, Freeman. All the maneuvers, all the deployments of naval vessels in the South China Sea and Straits of Taiwan, etc. It's like someone could try to trigger a war and drag the U.S. into it again. And so we have to hope that that doesn't happen. The last thing the world needs is our troops and our service people to be engaged in combat against the Chinese when all this is going on.
Without a doubt. And the plan has been to instigate through Iran and then through that, the Russia-China alliance connections right there with Iran. So like Iran's the catalyst. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on, and you're right. If that happens, and I'm going to say this as well, as much as it's going to get vitriol or whatever, I don't know. But if we don't elect Trump again, we're doomed. And I know how much hate I'm going to get for saying that.
Yes, yes. But the Democrats get in, they're going to go for gun control straight up. And then it's going to be, remember what William Ayer said, Freeman, 2 million Americans will have to die. That's what he said. And he tutored Obama, and he's up there with the Saul Alinskys, and they're all into total destruction. Now, I don't know the ratio. That's one in 150 Americans. I don't know. Would anyone out there listening want to be one of the 150 that Bill Ayers says has to die, right?
Exactly, guys. It's But you know what? Here's the thing. All right, folks, this is what I'm going to leave you with in this first hour. And it's that we're here for this ride. And you've got to take some pleasure in it. It's you've got to remain optimistic through it, because when we witness what they're doing, it has made their tactics so obvious that we have the greatest opportunity now to awaken the world to the reality of the situation. And we're seeing it happen over and over. It's a grand awakening. So, you know, the apocalypse is upon us, and I just didn't expect it to be this comedic. And the reason I think it's comedic is because they're so bad at what they do. So everything is just obvious and discord and crazy, but we do not have a dog in this fight, all right? This is not our time, right? We got to let all this chaos settle down, because this is expected. This was completely expected by me and many people that have looked into the situation, the riots and the see what happens. You repress people long enough, then when you give them freedom, they go crazy. And then eventually they settle back down. All right. So that's what's happening. We've been in a prison planet for so long. And so they just let a segment of the population out of their cages. And this is what they do. So just let them do it. I mean, I know the reaction's real. The businesses are being destroyed. Lives are being destroyed. People are being murdered live on Facebook. You know, I'm allowed to watch that, but I can't watch Dan Dix. You know, It's obvious that this is all horrible, but at the same time, it's all a script, and what is going on is not really your problem. And I know that's probably the most, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to save all of this for the other side, where I could speak openly in the member section, because I can't be sued if you're a member. Actually, you know, wanting to get the information that I have. So I'm going to save all the things that I shouldn't say for the other side, because I do have a lot to say. And I know James has much more to add. And all I can say is at this point, I've now fallen in the camp of Trump and the troops, and I don't know how the hell that happened. But it's because everybody's doing it wrong. And the truth is, what James is saying is the return to the core, to what is human, and then evolve from there. So they have us out in that outer world as if we can interact with their spell. And instead, we're just casting spells upon ourselves, bringing the magic home, and there's no need for it. It's don't worry about it, all right? I know it's all happening, but atrocities are happening everywhere at all times. Just keep that in mind. You know, if you want to be upset now, well, all right, but realize that it's mind control and that you were programmed to be upset right now. You could have been upset 10 years ago, now, later. It's all going to be still happening until we discover ourselves. And that's when I stand behind President Trump, because I think he'll allow us to save ourselves. All right. I'm not looking for any heroes other than you. So we're going to pick this up on the other side, where I can say all the things I'm not supposed to say. And we're going to get much deeper into this story. I got to thank you guys so much for supporting my efforts. And thank you again for forgiving me on missing all of this in the going to for dental surgery. Who knew? You miss 1 week of work, 1 week, and the world just goes to hell. But there's much to be said about this. So I hope you guys will come over to freemantv.com and subscribe and get all the deeper knowledge that goes on in here. And this is the one way that we can protect this information and keep it from being censored, is to have our own personal platform. And of course, that's what the membership does. It provides a private platform for us to say what needs to be said without any censorship. But being sued, that's a different story. So I'm saving some of this stuff for the other side. But guys, just hold it together, and we'll get through this, and let's wait till it's our turn. And it's coming, and you're going to love it. It's going to be amazing when humanity finally unleashes themselves in the true sense of our spiritual status. And make sure to get over to the Cosmic Switchboard, com and pick up on James's deep research, constantly giving out his commentary and thoughts on what's going on deep into the deep underground bases and into the extraterrestrial connections of all of this. That is thecosmicswitchboard.com. And you want to keep up with that as well. We, of course, have to thank Steve Mercer, associate producer here at Freeman TV, to keeping everything going and being the cog behind all of this. So give Steve much love. You can write him, producer Steve at freemantv.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. Let's see if I can get 200 responses, 500 responses to every tweet that I put out. I don't tweet... You know, I tweet for you. I honestly do. I think what I'm telling you is not only informative, but entertaining and also just something you need. So if you're not into Twitter, if you're not on Twitter, you don't have to be. You can go to freemantv.com and just go to any post. And there's the Twitter feed that you can scroll through. You don't even have to be on Twitter to use my Twitter. So use it because this information is important. I mean, you guys all know that Hillary went to court, right? Oh, no. Okay, we'll get to that as well. Yeah, that all happened, but, you know, who noticed? But anyway, James, let's move on into the members section because I just can't contain myself.